Elections are here in District 11, which covers a good portion of downtown. And our first guest is Aaron Spencer, who is a candidate. He is a union carpenter, a family man, which we'll hear more about that. And, well, welcome, Aaron. Tell us about yourself.
Thanks for having me on, Don. I guess I can start with the family man, most definitely. I have 5 children. I keep myself pretty busy, and ranging from the ages of 19 all the way down to 9 months. So wow. I definitely like to get out in the community and take advantage of a lot of the programs that are going on downtown.
That sounds great. What inspired you to run for office? What compelled you?
There's a lot of different compelling things. A lot. I've noticed myself via like to contribute to a lot of helping people, a lot of neighbors. I like to help a lot of the apprentices in the Carpenters Union, try to help them grow just as a person in general. So I think it would be nice to take it to the next level and try to help out the rest of the neighborhood and our district as well. So.
Sounds great. How's the campaign going so far?
Campaign's going pretty well as far as what I can tell. I've been finding out a lot of smaller issues that a lot of the community has that could be resolved. So getting out and talking to the people. This is my first run for really anything, so it's a learning curve as well.
Sounds good.
So
terrific. Now you have a website for your campaign, is that correct? Can you tell us, give us the URL?
I do. It's AaronForWaukesha.com.
Sounds great. Terrific. And now let me ask, do you have any sort of like platform or maybe 2 or 3 hot button issues that what you bring to the table and what you feel should happen and to make this a stronger, more connected community?
Well, one thing I'd like to work on is a lot of the houses I've been campaigning with in the district I've noticed could use some work on there, and that's the same problem I've had with my own house. Just trying to pull a permit, it's been pulling teeth. So I would definitely like to help out with that. A lot of the issues I'm finding out as I'm going talking to people, such as simple things like there's certain stop signs and stuff, speed limit signs that don't exist. Let's see here. In construction myself, I'd have to say construction's one of the hot buttons for me in the area, including like the latest one with the pipeline coming through Waukesha. That was a $90 million project that came through, and come to find out, they hired out of state for that. They actually brought in a bunch of people from Minnesota to work on that project, which really disappointed me, being a carpenter that could actually work on one of those jobs. We could actually keep our money in town or in the area, and they decided to go against it. So that was one of the hot buttons.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's a bit, I'm real big on small business and empowering locally and, and using as much fair trade and local trade. So it's interesting that you brought that up. That's terrific. What other, experiences or skills do you think you could bring to this this job that would make you a great alderman, a great representative for your district and the city?
In the as far as the infrastructure building in the town of Waukesha, I do have a pretty good background there. I have a lot of connections through the Carpenters Union. Also, just within the community itself. My kids are in a lot of the schools in the area here. We've experienced a lot of the troubles.
Jason, can you? Oh, here we go. I think we're back. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, well, as I was saying, a lot of experiences that, you know, with that COVID has brought. I was in the Waukesha Parade. I've tried helping a lot of the locals with some of the experiences that they've been going through with some of the trials, per se. Just trying to get through this together. Small businesses alike, they've been suffering. Just a lot of those experiences I like to try to get in hands on and see what I can do to try to help out and listen to the people most directly.
Terrific. Okay. So one question I got when I was running is, well, you obviously have a full-time job, a family of five, and your wife, and how do you plan on balancing your personal and your professional life with your duties as an alderman?
It does get a little chaotic. However, I do find time to do it, especially on a lot of hot button items that come through. I've been able to find time for all the memorials. If there's a certain event going on, usually the whole family comes through. It's just kind of a balancing act, and I can certainly do it. And if I wasn't able to, I wouldn't have even tried running. So
the wife said yes. Give the full support.
The wife did say yes.
Sure.
She's on board. Absolutely.
Sounds terrific. And have the kids been helping you with the campaign? Do you have them canvassing and handing out flyers?
I've got one of them helping out right now. He's canvassing as we speak.
That sounds great. So, he's going door to door for you right now while we're
right
talking.
Now, as we speak.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Hey, that's terrific. If you're listening out there, Aaron's got a well-oiled machine. So that's great. And you know, I think it's important that we're getting our young people involved, and that's a great way to start is helping out with a campaign. So we have 2 minutes before our next break, and I wanted to ask you, so have you been to many of the council meetings or committee meetings, or how are you currently, you know, engaged with the goings on, the politics of the city? What are your how do you do that currently, or how were you doing that before you decided to run?
Well, I have attended a couple of the committee meetings, and any of them that I haven't been able to attend, I've tried to catch up with the agenda online.
Okay.
Which is
sounds
really
good.
Helpful.
Okay, terrific. Hey, so we have a hard stop here. We're going to go to another break, and then we're going to have you come back on and finish up this talk. But this is Aaron Spencer, and this is This Week in Waukesha.